I'm Kevin Pewitt, and I live in Vacaville, California. Been here for 8 years. The work that I've done in the past, I was working for the Department of Corrections and State Compensation Insurance Fund. I spent 29 years with those two agencies, and let me think about that. So, primarily, what I did when I was with those agencies is I managed IT projects and some aspects of construction projects. I was a did some high-end application development, implementation, and a lot of organizational change for State Compensation Insurance Fund. And with Department of Corrections, I spent the majority of my time working on new systems, new networks, new phone systems, and spent a lot of time managing IT projects for construction projects, all the new construction that occurred at Department of Corrections. Including the new prison that was built down in Stockton, California. I was the main IT manager and project manager that supported all of those projects.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, obviously, you're seeking office because you feel the North State or the inland Northern California can be better represented. Can you explain three key policy areas where you think you would be more in step with local voters than incumbent John Garamendi?
Absolutely. The first and foremost of what I think I could represent, not only this district, but the rest of the United States, is when it comes to fiscal responsibility and deficit reduction. I really do not see many, if any, of the representatives in Congress that really are focused on making sure that we are living within the constraints of the revenue that comes in through taxes and all other ways that we generate revenue for the federal government, and balancing that with what we really need to be spending money on. And that has always been my focus in every job that I've done in state service, is managing to the bottom line and making sure that we are very responsible to the people. And part of that responsibility is living within our budget constraints. I think with Social Security and stabilizing Social Security, I think either there's two other gentlemen running for Congress in the 3rd District, and I really don't feel that either one of them is really going to look at having a middle-of-the-road approach. I'm very much a centrist, and I do not see either one of those being able to have a centrist perspective. I see myself as the person that will look at the options that are available to us for stabilizing Social Security and blending the best ideas that come from the left and right side of the political spectrum.
All right.
I'd say a third item would be we really need to have some type of congressional reform. Congress really does not take a leadership role in this country anymore. They basically defer to whatever the president wants them to legislate, and I believe I would do a better job at looking at what the people need and addressing those issues. And the thing is, without some type of congressional reform where Congress must address these issues, then we're not going to make much progress. And part of the congressional reforms that I'm talking about is bringing legislation up to a vote. And it is right now, it is controlled by the extremes. And we need to somehow get some tools in place, some agreements within Congress to allow the centrists, which the majority of the people, Democrats and Republicans, are centrists and are willing to have a conversation. And I really don't see either one of the candidates willing to go in there and work from the center and not the extremes.
All right. Thank you. Illegal immigration and cannabis seem to have joined abortion and firearms as wedge issues in a supposed culture war across the nation. Where do you stand on each of those issues, and how much latitude should states have to set their own rules on them?
Okay, so those two issues again. One is immigration, correct?
Illegal immigration, cannabis, abortion, and firearms. So, you know, short and brief is fine.
Oh. All right. I'll start off with abortion. Okay. You know, fortunately, the number of abortions in the U.S. has been dropping for the past few decades. So I would say I really don't even like this issue coming up as an issue that people decide on who they're going to vote for. I know it's a very personal issue, and I think we've made a lot of progress with reducing the number of abortions. And I think with additional sex education, family planning, contraceptives, and abstinence, we can continue to reduce that. And I do also believe that there are contraceptive options that haven't been explored yet that the federal government should fund. I think we could, you know, develop through modern medical technology contraceptives that can provide 100% birth control at some time within the next decade or two, which would virtually eliminate abortions. So, because we would have full contraceptive 100%, and a lot of abortions occur because of faulty contraceptives. All right, what was one of the other ones?
Cannabis, illegal immigration, and firearms. And, you know, you can be as brief as you like.
Yeah. You know, when it comes to cannabis, marijuana, I take a very libertarian approach to this. And it really should not be a drug that the federal government is regulating. I think it should be left up to the states. It's a states' rights and responsibility issue for me. And we need to end the federal government coming into our states and trying to regulate what we do related to marijuana. Immigration. Really, the failure of immigration is the Congress not taking on their duty of implementing comprehensive immigration reform. And the tensions that are going on between Trump and California today are because of lack of leadership in Congress to take on the difficult decisions that need to be made, and some that are going to be unpopular to their base, but will be popular to the majority of Americans. And once we start addressing those immigration issues of making sure that we have, one, an easier way for, and a less bureaucracy way of people being able to work in this country, non-citizens working in this country, where it makes it easier for the employers to be able to get the labor force that they need without it causing problems with Americans losing their jobs. And it's not hard to do that. I've worked in state service where we've had to balance those perspectives. And I've had many contractors that I've worked with that came from other countries that did cause Americans to lose their jobs. So I understand those perspectives. And so I know there's options and ways to deal with those issues and balance those where Americans don't lose their jobs to non-citizens, and that we get the labor force that our employers here need in order to get the job that they need to get done. So both can be balanced, and it just takes Congress to go in and make those decisions. The state of California, it has no responsibility when it comes to regulating immigration. So all the state of California can do is implement the laws of this state and not the immigration laws of the federal government. Federal government needs to do that, and they need to do it more responsibly than they are today.
All right, and firearms?
Firearms. When it comes to firearms, the ultimate responsibility for regulating firearms the ultimate responsibility is in the states. The states own that responsibility. When there are irresponsible regulations in the state where firearms are being used for these mass shootings and school shootings, it really is that state and the local entities that are failing. It isn't really the federal government that is failing as much as the states and the local governments. It really comes to local law enforcement, it comes to state law enforcement to come up with the best solutions for regulating firearms. The one thing that the federal government must do when it comes to firearms is making sure that all gun transfers and all gun purchases are in the national database, and that the people that are slipping through the holes of not of being able to get guns, all of that needs to be fixed. That's the federal government's responsibility.
All right. Continuing, the North State or interior Northern California differs from the rest of California in many different ways. What is the most critical challenge facing the region, and how would you help address that challenge?
You know, the greatest challenge is that you know, really exists for that as a federal, let me step back. The greatest challenges for this area and for all of California are primarily issues that are the role and responsibility of the state of California. The federal government should be really dealing with national security more so than things that go on within a state. But where the federal government is negatively impacting this area is really through one major thing is what I've already talked about is with immigration. it's really harming our farmers right now, not being able to get the labor force that they need to do the work that they need to be done at a reasonable price. We have a labor shortage in that area. And there are other labor shortages in California and in this area because of the immigration issues and our employers not being able to get the labor force that they need. And I would say that is the main one. And also the financial, let me add one more thing. The taxes. The federal government taxes California at a higher disproportionate amount than many or most of the other states. And a lot of those tax dollars are diverted from California for projects and for other issues in other states. So it's really a sucking sound from California taxpayers to the recipients of other states that they don't deserve California tax dollars. And I really despise the federal government overtaxing California in order to divert that money to other states for their pet projects.
Okay. Three more questions. Our region is the source of much of the state's water supply. Do you think that there's anything wrong with the current system? And what is your stance on current water infrastructure proposals, such as the raising the height of Shasta Dam, building sites reservoir, or the Delta bypass tunnels?
Water is a major issue, and it always has been, and it always will be in California. The state of California really needs to be the one who controls most of the water distribution. The federal government should have very little to do with the flow of that water. I understand that, you know, we do have to work in conjunction with the federal government on the flow of water. Raising dams and building new dams and building desalination plants off the coast and those are all necessary options, and those are options that need to be moving forward. But just storage of water and creating more storage isn't going to solve the problem, but it will help the problem. I definitely think we must have desalination plants off of the coast until we start utilizing those tools. Then we're going to continue to have these problems. You can only go so far with limiting how much water usage each person and each farmer does. There's a long ways to go to be able to be more conservationist with water. And one thing I do see is I see that throughout the state, as I travel up and down the state, that many of the farmers are using the drip irrigation. That is vital to our water issues and other mechanisms where we can reduce the amount of water usage and recycling of water. All of those must be moving forward in order to deal with our water issues.
All right. Homelessness has become an entrenched problem for most communities, but remedies are elusive. What effective measures might be taken at the federal level to end homelessness?
The federal government doesn't have as much of a responsibility as the states do when it comes to homelessness. It really is a state's responsibility to manage that within their states and come up with those solutions. The federal government if we continue to have the federal government get involved in this, what happens is they will draw money, they will want to tax more for it. And what I've said before, and I'll say again, every time the federal government gets involved in a responsibility that truly relies with the state, what happens is they tax Californians more than they tax the rest of the country. And Californians end up paying the price for homelessness in all the other states because those states are being irresponsible with their responsibility of dealing with the homelessness in their state.
All right. Congress is entrusted with the power of the purse, budgeting and spending public money. What policy areas and programs do you think deserve more money, and what would be the source of that money?
That deserve more money. All right. The number one issue that the federal government needs to get more actively involved in is healthcare. And it isn't necessarily more money. It's a matter of figuring out and redoing how we generate the revenue to pay for healthcare in this country. It's all over the place of how we fund healthcare in this country. And there are ways that the federal government can look at how they generate healthcare revenue, and different than the way we do it today. One of the biggest failures of generating healthcare revenue is by doing it through wage earners. Wage earners are paying the costs of our dysfunctional healthcare system. If we create a new mechanism that is outside of the wage earner approach that looks at modern ways of and future ways of taxation that will spread that burden out and not impact the wage earners as much as it does today, then we will make a lot of progress. And if we deal with healthcare, all the cost drivers, we can drive down that cost. And so it's just a diversion of how we tax for today and how we generate healthcare revenue coming from individuals or coming from the government. We just need to refocus that whole mechanism. And so in some ways it would seem as it's going to create more revenue coming into the federal government, but in the end, it will reduce how much each individual is paying out of their pocket in order to get the same or better health care that they have today.
Kevin Puitt, Democratic candidate for California's 3rd Congressional District, IT Project Manager for the California Department of Corrections, thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.